Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you set aside this beautiful day for us. Not only the weather, but you gave us your Son, who truly makes all things beautiful. And so, Lord, as we come now, Lord, help us to focus upon you. When we truly hear your word, that our hearts would be convinced of the truth of your word, that we would believe in you, for you love us so. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Memorial Day weekend. So I'd like to ask, what do you remember? You know, our memories are always is being challenged. It's hard to remember all the people that have come across in our lives. Now sometimes it's very embarrassing. When you meet someone, and you don't remember who they are.
It
happens to me all the time. I see people, and they come up and say hi, and I'm there wondering, who is this person? You know, our memories are easily challenged. So please excuse me if you come up to me and say hi and I don't remember who you are. I have one of the excuses of being old age. Okay. But you know, our memories are fleeting. No matter how old or how young you are. And as we celebrate this Memorial Day weekend, remember, it was designed for us to remember those who gave up their lives to give us freedom. And we know a lot of men and women who died that we may have the freedom we enjoy today. You know, they defended us against all the enemies that wanted to take over. They're trying to take away the freedom that we experience today. And we salute those who have done so on our behalf. Now, I'm not sure how many of you actually know of anyone who gave their lives for our freedom. I don't know, does anybody know of anyone that gave their lives for our freedom? Well, although we might not know anyone personally, we do enjoy that freedom. But the freedom we enjoy is temporary at best. And we don't realize it, but very often the freedom we enjoy is an illusion at best. Because I think we all like to think that we're free. But do we really know whether or not we are free? You know, the freedom that we think we have, that we think we have as we live on this world, it's all a, what you call a sham. Because we are prisoners even without really realizing it. In Romans chapter 6, verse 20, it says, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free to engage in unrighteousness. Yes, a slave to sin.
And now, that's not something any of us really like to admit. You know, the sin of selfishness, self-centeredness. See, that's the desire of your heart. And that controls your actions. It controls your words. It even controls your thoughts. And the evidence is seen. As we look at this passage. In this passage, we see two criminals that were nailed on the cross alongside of Jesus. And we see these two criminals. You know, you heard the saying, right? Misery loves company. We like to have company when we, are suffering. In Romans, in Matthew chapter 27, it says, and the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now, it's easy to read this passage in Luke. You might get a wrong sense. As you read it, you might only get the idea that one of the criminals was mocking Jesus. But we don't realize, but if we look at Mark and also in Matthew, that both of these criminals were mocking Jesus. There wasn't one that was nice and kind, and then the other one that was just bad. They both were mocking Jesus in the same way. So the enslaved heart will seek to hurt. And it will despise. And they will never acknowledge their own desperate need for help. Now we can see this in our own reaction. You know, your reaction when you get hurt or you get rejected? Our natural reaction is to lash out. And we attack others with anger. That happens when we get hurt. Now, the hurt might only be something that, as simple as something that didn't meet our desire. Sometimes we get hurt or we get offended when things didn't happen the way I want it to happen. And when those things happen, you get impatient, you get angry. It's surprising. Sometimes it surprises ourselves. The pettiness of our selfishness. And our selfishness, how some little things can actually touch us off. And hey, some little things can make you so upset. Have you experienced that in your life? Some little things, nothing of consequence, but yet you get so upset. I'll talk to the children here. Especially when your parents do something, right?
No,
it might be nothing, but somehow you just can't stand it. And you just so upset for no reason. Now, husband and wives, and that's a good example. It could be some really little thing. But see, it touches some aspect in your life. And you get really annoyed. You get angry. I remember getting into some fights when I in my marriage. Judy's not here, right?
No.
You know, it was very silly little things. And afterwards, I can't remember what was the argument about. There was nothing important, obviously. But somehow it touches us in the wrong way. The sin of selfishness is that it controls you. It is this sinful response. The sinful response that we see to Jesus on the cross. See, the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders of Israel put him on that cross. They didn't realize this was the very reason why Jesus went to that cross. That he would be nailed to this cross, not for the sins he committed. But he was paying for the penalty for your sins and my sins. Not his own. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 it says, it says for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We like to blame the Pharisees and those Jewish leaders. But in what this verse tells us is that it is in a real sense where we put Christ on that cross. It tells us because he died for our sins. The Pharisees' sins, yes. You know, Jewish leaders. Even all the crowd at that time. But it's actually also our sins that put him on that cross. Now this was true for the two criminals that were nailed to the cross alongside with Jesus. Now those two men, those two criminals, were on that cross because they deserved to be on that cross. Because they committed some hideous crime that somehow the Roman Empire said that they deserved to be nailed that cruelly on that cross. But as we read before in Matthew, and also if you read in Mark, and as you read this passage in Luke, we'll see there's a change of heart of one of the criminals. One of the criminals stops mocking Jesus. And he actually rebukes the other criminal. Now that's an amazing change. Now how did this come about? How did one of the criminals now have a change of heart to acknowledge that they were guilty and Jesus was innocent? He tells the other criminal that Jesus did no wrong. Now he might have heard along with the other criminal that, you know, about Jesus. He heard about what he was doing. How he was performing miracles and healing others. And because Jesus was at that time the talk of the town. So they knew about Jesus. So even with that knowledge that both criminals were mocking Jesus. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 it says, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在耶稣基督里赐给我们的。
This is very important for us to understand.
我们很重要，要明白这一点。
That the change of heart of one criminal,
一个强盗的心改变了。
Only happens by the grace of Christ.
是只有因为基督的恩典。
There's nothing we do that contributes to receiving the grace of God. Because these two criminals were basically the same. They both deserve to be on that cross. But God saves one. God's grace is freely given to this one criminal. Who is totally undeserving.He deserves the punishment that he was receiving. We need to remember we were like that criminal. We were just like that, those criminals before we received the wonderful grace of Christ. It's a precious gift. Think back, before you came to know Jesus Christ, were you mocking Jesus? Now, some of us might be a little too polite to be mocking Jesus. But see, mocking doesn't have to be outward. It's also the same mocking that happens inwardly. When we reject the claims of Christ, that he is God and the Savior of the world, see, rejecting Jesus as Lord and Savior is evidence of a mocking heart. So actually, we're no different from those two criminals. But it is by the grace of Christ that one repents.
就因為基督的恩典，所以其中一個悔改。
That he would confess his sin.
他認自己的罪。
And he would look to Jesus.
仰望耶穌。
See, that's grace.
這個就是恩典。
That we look to Jesus because we know we deserve the punishment that we have conformed all the sins we have committed.
我們仰望耶穌，因為我們知道我們犯了很多的罪。
Now, true repentance is more than just confessing your sins.
真正的悔改不单止是承认我们的罪，
but it's a turning away from your sin，
而是回转，从罪里面回转，
and turning to Jesus，
转向耶稣，
turning to Jesus，
转向耶稣。
And so this one criminal acknowledges Jesus Christ，
所以一个的强盗承认耶稣。
So he's more than just recognizing and hearing about Jesus，
他不单止是听到有关耶稣，
but he realizes that Jesus is more than just a mere man. So he goes even so far as to see that death has no hold upon Jesus. So when he says, when you come into your kingdom, that he acknowledges that Jesus will live on.Now this is evidence of that preliminary faith that he has in Christ. The faith that was given to him by the gift of God.
Now,
saving faith doesn't have to be a great thing. All you need is a little. Now that's the very end of his criminal life, this one criminal. And it helps us to understand the significance of this. The importance of the very necessary aspect of salvation. So when you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do you remember what happened at that time? Do you remember the circumstances of your coming to receive Jesus Christ in your life? In Exodus chapter 3 it says, God said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.
神又對摩西說：你要對以色列人這樣說，耶和華你們祖宗的神，就是阿伯拉罕的神、以撒的神，雅各的神，打發我到你們這裏來。耶和華是我的名，直到永遠，這也是我的紀念，直到萬代。
See, God commands us. Remember all that He has done for us. And to remember all His commandments. Therefore, it's very important for us to remember. And hopefully we'll remember what God has told us. But you know what's more important than you remembering what God has done? It was more important for as this criminal was nailed to the cross, as he about to die, he did one very important thing. He said to Jesus, remember me. Remember me. He asked Jesus this very important aspect that he would need, that Jesus would remember him. If anybody read J.I. Packer's book, Knowing God, he tells us it's important for us to know God. But it's absolutely more important that God knows us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 it says, God is faithful, by whom you will call into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信實的，你們原是被他所召，好與他兒子，我們的主耶穌基督一同得份。
Tells us Jesus will definitely remember.
告訴我們耶穌是會記得的。
Because He's faithful.
因為他是信實的。
And so the criminal's request to Jesus Christ.
所以強盜要求基督。
Christ answers him.
基督就回應他。
He says, today you will. Today you will be with me in paradise. So Jesus grants this criminal more than he asked for. He basically tells him he doesn't have to wait till he comes to his kingdom. Jesus tells him that he will be with him immediately in paradise. See, God's grace is more than we can ever ask for. It's more than even what we can hope for. And God tells us that His grace is sufficient for all our needs. So on this Memorial Day, let us remember all those who gave their lives for us. But most importantly, do not forget the one who gave his life to bring us true forgiveness and true freedom. The one who freed us from our sins and freed us from everlasting death. So let us be thankful that Jesus is faithful to remember us. That He would bring us into His kingdom. Have you, in your own life, asked the Lord to remember you? It's not so much how much you remember Him, that He would remember you. That you would be with Him in paradise. Let's spend a moment as we would ask the Lord, if you have not asked the Lord yet in your life, to remember you. And he's faithful. If we ask, he will answer. Let's spend a moment in silent meditation, prayer before the Lord, ourselves. That each one of us would ask, do I acknowledge Jesus Christ who died for me? Let's spend a moment in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come and give you thanks. There's on this Memorial Day weekend that you remember us. Thank you, O Lord. We ask that you would help us, that we would be living our lives that you have given to us, living a life, Lord, for your namesake. And we will bring you honor and glory and praise. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.